It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And good afternoon, KFAR listeners. Welcome to another edition of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. Scott McRae with Explore Fairbanks here in the studio. Hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving break. And joining me, as always, sometimes as always, more often than not, my co-host and colleague, the man running the boards, Mr. Bill Wright. Bill, yes. How are you doing?
Hello, Scott. I'm doing great. Great. Feeling a little bit chunky from the Thanksgiving holiday.
And I got that turkey and gravy comatose still going on.
There's soup, there's casserole, there's so many varieties that we can carry on for the next week or so.
So many, yes. Yeah, we'll be bringing some into the office for certain. Well, great. Well, very excited with our guest who's here in the studio with us today, Mr. Jackson Fox, who is the Executive Director of the Fairbanks Area Surface Transportation, also known as FAST Planning. We're going to talk about some things pertaining to infrastructure and transportation here in the within Fairbanks. And like we try to do with this radio show, this is about helping educate and inform our fellow citizens here about what we do in the visitor industry. And we like to interject as much as possible aspects of life in Fairbanks that pertain to both visitors and residents. And certainly transportation is one of them. So looking forward to the conversation today. Jackson, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We always like to start off when we have a guest come in to kind of tell your the Alaskan story, how long you've been in the Golden Heart City, and the Jackson Fox 101, if you don't mind.
No problem. So hopefully listeners don't cringe, but I will admit that I did grow up in Anchorage, so south of us here.
Right, get out of here.
But as soon as I turned 18, I shot up to Fairbanks for college up at UAF.
Smart man.
So that was back in 1999. And I came to UAF with a purpose in mind to become a wildlife biologist. So transportation was not on my mind then. I did enter into the wildlife biology program up at UAF. Uh-huh. And I had the real kind of rude awakening that in this career field, you might be doing summer field work for, 10 years until you land your first permanent job. And so I quickly realized that this may not be the best path for me, but I still did have a passion for wildlife and fisheries work. So I kind of I kept going to school at UAF, but my focus then was to perhaps get a job with an engineering firm and get involved in environmental permitting and planning. And so throughout my time here in Fairbanks, I worked at three different consulting firms, local engineering companies here in town, doing that environmental permitting and planning work. And eventually landed a job with the City of Fairbanks as their environmental manager, doing the planning and permitting over at the city. And worked there for about 11 years until I landed this position with FAST Planning, really focusing on transportation projects and gathering together all the funding that's needed to accomplish them.
Well, for folks that may not know what the acronym FAST stands for, could you tell us what that is?
Yeah, it's Fairbanks Area Surface Transportation Planning.
Great. Surface transportation.
Surface transportation, yes. Yeah. We're talking about the road network, not necessarily aviation, right. Or freight via rail or barges.
Or submersibles.
Right. Probably. Yeah, not that either. Yeah. No blimps. Yeah.
And it covers a variety of components. When we talk about surface transportation, we'll get into some of the details there later. But this is a good segue here to talk. I think, FAST Planning is one of those entities here within Fairbanks that a lot of people probably aren't that familiar with, even though been in the news a lot as of late. So talk a little bit about FAST Planning, sort of your mission and your structure and kind of what your purpose is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are what's called a metropolitan planning organization. That is a federal term, and we are federally mandated to exist. And the reason why is that all across the country, once your community becomes an urbanized area of 50,000 people or more in densely settled census blocks, Federal Highways wants the local governments involved in in the decision-making process on how federal highway funding is spent in your area. So it's not just left to the Department of Transportation to execute those projects, but when you become an urbanized area, you need to bring all the local governments to the table and allow them to participate in that decision-making. So our organization reports to what we call our policy board, and this is where we are bringing those local governments to the table, on our board. It's a 7-member board, and this is the decision-making body for the organization. Mm-hmm. We have all three local mayors, so Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor, City of Fairbanks Mayor, City North Pole Mayor, and we have a at-large City Council seat and at-large Borough Assembly seat, as well as two state seats, one for the DOT Northern Region Director and then one for the Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Division Director. We can get into it later, but our federal highway funds are inherently linked to our air quality here.
Absolutely.
In Fairbanks.
That. So really, it's the primary stakeholders kind of coming together at the table to help make these important decisions.
Yes. And to support that policy board, we have what's called our technical committee, which is really made up of all the department heads at each of those local governments in the state, that those departments that are involved in transportation planning and execution of projects. So and that's a very – this committee, which is the primary advisory body to the policy board, is rather large. We have 16 seats currently, and it runs the gamut from, you know, DOT design section to DOT planning to Fairbanks North Star Borough. We have a planning commission member seat. We have a community planning seat. We have a seat for MAX Transit. We have seats, of course, for both the City of Fairbanks and City of North Pole for their public works and engineering departments, as well as some extra seats for the Alaska Railroad, also – a public safety representative, so we have a state trooper that serves on this committee, as well as a representative from the Fairbanks International Airport.
Okay. And so I know an important part of what FAST planning does is soliciting public input. I mean, it's about transparency, mm-hmm. trying to get as much input as possible from public, because everyone, you know, these issues that, you know, with transportation affect everyone, you know, across the borough. So talk a little about how you solicit input from the public on the various projects and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So with relation to the policy board and the technical committee, they do meet monthly. These meetings are open to the public, and we do encourage the public to attend to kind of follow along on our discussions and our action items and what recommendations that we're putting out there for improvements to our transportation network. Those meetings, which are held monthly, are open to the public. You can participate in person, you can call in by phone, or you can attend via Zoom. So that's an important process for the public to follow along with and get their input on the table as decisions are being made. But also, we have a variety of transportation plans for our area, starting with our long-range transportation plan, which is a 20-year look, and how our transportation network, our road system, will grow as our population grows. As well as we have a short-range funding plan, which covers a period of 4 years and how the money will be spent in our area. We have a non-motorized plan that focuses on those user groups. We have a road rail crossing reduction plan, et cetera. I can go on and on. We have a lot of plans that we develop as staff at FAST Planning. But as we develop those, we, of course, have open house events so people can participate in the development of those plans. And once the plans become draft, we do send those out for 30-day public comment periods and have additional open house events. We put out surveys via our website and social media, as well as a lot of interactive maps. Kind of the best way that we found to get public input is to put a map in front of somebody.
Absolutely.
Put a pin on it and tell us what your concern or need here is at this time. So there's many ways to engage.
And people are happy to share those concerns and comments and suggestions as it pertains to transportation.
Yes, they are. We get a lot of public comments, which is great.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the kind of we'll get into the kind of the sexy parts here, some of the specific projects that you guys have been working on. Most recently, you just hosted the Winter Maintenance Forum. Talk a little about that forum and what the purpose of that was. As we're clearly into winter here in Fairbanks, everyone's wondering who plows their streets and so forth.
Yeah, on November 14th, we held our 6th annual Winter Maintenance Forum event down at the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center. And really, the purpose of this event, the way it started and the format that we've continued with over the years, is that we invite all of our area maintenance managers to speak about their operations to the public. And it's not just about, you know, what capabilities they have for tackling winter maintenance this coming season, but it's also about the challenges that they face. So this year's speaker lineup, we kicked it off with DOT maintenance and operations. And so, and just to give you an idea of some of the challenges they're facing, they kind of have a record high vacancy right now,
right,
for
absolutely.
Operators and mechanics. And so despite having the budget to do the work that we would all like to see them do, they just don't have the bodies there to accomplish it as fast as the public would hope. So in any event, we had DOT maintenance and operations there as a speaker. Also, both cities, their public works directors provided presentations on what they're up to and kind of what to expect with regard to level of service for winter maintenance, and then what not to expect, this coming winter. And we had a variety of borough departments there as well, including the Parks and Rec Department, and they talked about their trail grooming programs. The school district, how winter maintenance is accomplished at all the elementary, middle, and high schools, all throughout the community, and also Max Transit to talk about how our bus stops are doing during the winter, which is a pretty common, I would say, public complaint, clearing snow around bus stops. So they put it all out there for the public. It was recorded. We had really great attendance this year, 85 people in person. Just about filled up the entire theater over there at Morris Thompson Center.
Oh, great.
And again, it is recorded so that anybody that missed it can find it on our website at fastplanning.us.
I'm sure you're thankful, being from Anchorage, that you're doing a winter maintenance forum here as opposed to how one would go in Anchorage these days with some of the challenges they're having with snow removal that far surpass ours, it seems.
Yeah, we have a much easier winter than Anchorage is having right now.
And I must say, too, that, I live on Farmer's Loop, and that road has been, we've had a lot of extra snow this year so far, and it's been well treated and well plowed. So I'm happy with that. It's hard to tell that there's a lack of staff in that area.
Yeah, all the work will get done. Just at a little bit slower pace this winter, but DOT is doing is being really efficient with the limited resources that they have right now.
Great,
yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I appreciate about the work that FAST does is the additional focus you have in what I call community beautification projects. You know, it's not just about well maintained roads; it's about how do we improve the quality of life, the aesthetics, of our transportation system. So let me talk about a couple of those projects that have initiated over the last few years. Such as the painting of the streets down here on Noble Street?
Yeah, actually it was Fifth Avenue. Lacey Street, yeah, last summer.
I always get Lacey and Noble mixed up.
We did what's called an asphalt art initiative. We got a grant through Bloomberg Philanthropies in the amount of $25,000 to paint some murals on our roadways, on top of the concrete in the sidewalk and on top of the asphalt in the roadway. And really the focus of the murals was not entirely just beautification, though it really did kind of bring the community together. We had 100 volunteers that came out to help us do that project last summer. But what we were trying to do is, in an artistic way, show what some potential road improvements would be. So just the one example with Fifth Avenue, which was just reconstructed this past summer, the murals showed how the sidewalks would be widened so that we dedicated a wider space to pedestrians and how the roadway would actually be narrowed from two lanes of traffic down to one lane of traffic. So if you look at kind of an aerial view of those large murals, you'll kind of get a hint at what we were trying to accomplish. And then the very following summer, those road improvements were built following kind of that pattern or that template of the murals that we put down. But another one that's on the horizon here, which is really exciting to Fast Planning, is the airport Cushman intersection reconstruction, which work on that will begin next summer. And our project enhancement committee put together a landscaping plan that includes a major gateway feature into downtown Fairbanks. So on the northwest corner of that intersection, there will be a retaining wall with a lot of landscaping behind that. But on that retaining wall will be the word Fairbanks and a heart, of course.
Of course.
Next to that, and that sign will be lit up, and there'll be a large pedestrian space there. And kind of the idea is to welcome people into downtown, but also we hope that this new feature will be selfie worthy.
Oh, absolutely.
We want people that visit our community for the first time, and they see that, and I got to pull over, and I want to get a picture in front of that. And whether it's during the summer and you got daylight hours, or even in the wintertime, again, that whole sign will be lit up, and so there'll be some really neat pictures I hope to see all across Instagram and Facebook.
It's all about that perfect selfie station, isn't it?
will there be time and temperature at all for that? That
no.
Seems to be a popular selfie.
There's plenty of those signs around
yes,
town.
Yes, that's
yep.
true.
That's exciting. See, that's a great example there. As we talk about things that benefit residents and visitors alike. That's a perfect example there, because there's that residential pride, the community that comes with those aesthetic enhancements like that, as well as for visitors to enjoy as well as too. So, all right, Jackson, we're gonna take a quick break here. Stick around, and we'll talk some more here after the following words here.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
More than 30 years ago, Northern Alaska Tour Company pioneered Arctic Circle Touring along Alaska's Dalton Highway. Today, they take pride in being the operator of choice for those traveling in Alaska's majestic Arctic. They operate one-day and multi-day tours by land, air, or land and air. Most departing from Fairbanks, the gateway to Alaska's Arctic and Denali National Park. Experience Alaska's Arctic for yourself. For more information, go online to northernalaska.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the program again. Scott McCray here in the studio from Explore Fairbanks, along with my colleague, Mr. Bill Wright.
Hello.
We give a special thank you to A Taste of Alaska Lodge for sponsoring this month's program. Since we launched this radio show back in July, each month one of our a different Explore Fairbanks business partner has been the primary sponsor of it. So we appreciate their generosity in assisting us with this new outreach that we have here. So again, we have Jackson Fox with Fast Planning in the studio with us today. So we'll continue the conversation. And Jackson, we'll shift a little bit and talk about, we start talking briefly at the beginning about the public transportation and transit within the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Again, talking about things that are important to residents and visitors alike. You know, that's, you know, visitors who come into our community, and you know, they do expect a good public transportation system to get around, just as our residents do. So I know there's some work that's just kind of gotten underway in that area. So maybe talk about some of the work that Fast Planning is doing in terms of public transit here in Fairbanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So on behalf of Max Transit and the Fairbanks North Star Borough, we're updating two transit plans right now. One is their long and short range transit plan that really focuses on the fixed routes with the Max Transit buses. And the other plan that we're updating for them is what we call our Coordinated Human Services Transportation Plan, which is all those smaller service providers. For example, you know, the Fairbanks Senior Center and in Raven Landing, they do have small vans that get seniors to and from, you know, appointments and shopping and other destinations. So there actually is a variety of public transportation options that you may not even recognize on the road, other than the large Max Transit buses.
Are there also churches involved in any of that? I know sometimes churches will transport people around.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. There's quite a few different institutions that have provide transportation services for their patrons.
Cool. And so there was a last month it did the forum to kind of provide some general input from the community on various ideas as it relates to public transportation. What were kind of some of the, any of the, I know it just recently happened, but were some of the kind of the main ideas, themes that kind of came out of that conversation?
So it really is a conversation with the public about, okay, so we have a fixed route bus system here in town, and does it go to the destinations that it should? The routes really haven't changed a lot over the past 10 years. And so, but, you know, our community has developed for or gotten developed over the past 10 years. For example, out in the North Pole area, big boom with housing out there.
Yep.
And so we're trying to figure out the needs of the community and who, if they had access to the transit system, who might use it. So we are looking at our existing network of fixed routes and potentially new areas to serve or routes to adjust. You know, we did hear through public comments that we received that there's a lot of interest in even running a bus out to Esther and then, you know, down to Eielson and restoring bus service onto Fort Wainwright. And so these are the types of needs that we were really looking for so that we can see if that's feasible to kind of expand the service. Other things that we're learning is that we had a staff member at Fast Planning go visit every single bus stop in Fairbanks North Pole. And just for listeners, there are just over 400 of those.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's a post on the edge of the road, you know, that it's kind of hard to get there to. Other ones are bus shelters that back a sidewalk, but there's actually very few shelters in our community, and we know what the weather's like in the wintertime. So we are learning about people's challenges, and but also about the bus shelters in particular. You know, where should we potentially look at putting some new ones up so that those patrons have access to a facility to get out of the weather? And then the other thing we're learning in regards to the Human Services Transportation Plan is that the sheer percent of seniors in our community is growing.
Yeah, it is.
And they have transportation needs, and some of them may not be able to drive a vehicle any longer. And they may or may not even have family in town to get them where they need to go to and from. So we are anticipating to try to support some type of expansion of transportation options for our seniors.
And I suspect something that probably came up, too, is not just expansion of routes, but also the times, you know, the days of the week that the public transportation, you know, is available as far as kind of limited weekends, you know, evenings and so forth.
Yes, we did hear a lot about that as well, about the desire for weekend service and buses that would operate some extended hours during the day. But of course, you know, the reality of some of these situations is that, you know, as I mentioned before, DOT is having difficulty hiring operators. You know, Max Transit's having difficulty filling driver seats in those buses. The same thing as the school district is facing too. So, that we would like to expand times and days of the week, but we've got to solve that vacancy rate problem to be able to accomplish that.
Well, that's a challenge we empathize with in the visitor industry, believe me as well. So, well, let's kind of shift gears here, no pun intended. We're talking about vehicles and moving from four tires or so forth, and let's get into the other aspects that Fast Planning is involved in. Not everyone in Fairbanks commutes via, you know, the public transportation or with their own vehicle. Sometimes people they're bicyclists, they're pedestrians. And you guys put pretty big emphasis. You have a plan that's specific to bicycling within the area. So let's talk about the two wheels or the 2 feet modes of transportation and some of the work that's being done there.
Sure. I guess I'd like to start off with an example of a project that Fast Planning funded just last summer. And that was the new bike and pedestrian path to the Fairbanks International Airport.
It's beautiful.
So we completed that connection all the way up to the terminal. And, you know, that's something that we've had our eye on for, you know, the better part of a decade now. And it finally came to fruition. But we did see, you know, a lot of frustration of folks flying into the airport. And maybe it's for the first time to Fairbanks and they're staying at the hotel across the road. They can see Pike's Landing and Princess, you know, down the road, and it also La Quinta, and there was no facility for them to safely walk to their destination. So they'd be, you know, paying an Uber or a taxi or trying to get a shuttle for a very short distance. And so we completed that important connection, and the airport maintenance personnel are keeping it cleared. It is available for use year-round, and the entire path has pedestrian lighting, and it's all lit up. So we consider that a big success for the community and all of the visitors that
Absolutely.
We have here. Looking forward, another project that you're going to see next summer is DOT will be completing the Fairbanks to North Pole asphalt path connection.
Oh.
So this will be the last segment to make the full connection between Badger Road and in Fairbanks. It'll tie all the way into what we call the GARS intersection in front of Fort Wainwright there. But that's something that we've been pushing for many, many years to get that built, and that will go to construction next summer. It's actually already under contract, and the contractor is on board to begin the work next spring. But then kind of on some of the softer side of transportation planning for these what we call non-motorized users, this past summer we opened up what we call our bike-friendly business program. So we sought out businesses in the community that offered amenities to folks that arrived at their business, say, on a bike. So it could be as simple as a bike rack, you know, outside outside of their building. In one case with a business, if you rode your bike to their business, you would get a free drink. Your first drink was free on them. So we sought out to find those businesses that we considered bike-friendly businesses, and some businesses weren't, but they said, hey, we'll do this, and then we can qualify. And we give them stickers on their doors that that label them as a bike-friendly business. We put them on our bikeways map that we update and publish every year, so the business is actually shown on there that this is a bike-friendly business, and it's, you know, say Black Spruce Brewing, and they have these amenities there for folks that that ride there on their bike. And then each of those 15 of the businesses we selected to provide them a bike repair kit. So they have a $500 bike repair kit behind the counter at these businesses. And if you show up and you have a flat tire or need to adjust your chain, all the tools are there and available to you. And so there's a second sticker on their door that says that there's a bike repair kit inside. Just ask for it, free of charge. And then also this past summer, we started doing bike valets.
That's a very cool project.
Yep. So for the street fair that we had here this past summer, we hosted a bike valet in the downtown parking garage. So folks that didn't want to try to drive into downtown and find a parking space, if they rode their bike in, we had a fully staffed space in the downtown parking garage where they could check their bike in, get a ticket, and then, you know, roam around the fair for a few hours. And then once they returned, we'd give them the bike back. But that was a really popular event.
And, as I asked, was that well utilized? Was that pretty well utilized?
We had over 100 bikes that were checked in. Oh. So, I mean, possibly eliminated 80 cars from trying to park around downtown to alleviate some of that traffic. So it was a really good deal and very popular for the community.
Yeah, no, very, very cool that. So, well, shifting gears back to, I guess, the motorized transportation, you know, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed 2 years has a lot of infrastructure funds coming into Alaska. That, kind of looking ahead here, the next few years, maybe three or four, what are like the biggest projects that we have to look forward to here within the Fairbanks region?
Well, the biggest project, I think, to pay attention to is the construction of the Stees and Johansson interchange.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that project will actually not just reconstruct that intersection. It'll go all the way up the Stees and reconstruct the Farmers Loop intersection as well with the Stees Highway. And the latest estimate on that is $108 million. So that is a mega project for the interior here. And it likely will be 2 or 3 year construction season due to the amount of infrastructure that has to be built out here. But I would say that that's the biggest one. Much of the other projects that you'll see around town is what we call preventative maintenance. So it's, you know, resurfacing of roads and replacing sidewalks that are perhaps not ADA compliant. So we have a variety of those all over Fairbanks and North Pole, but we are kind of steering some investment out in the North Pole area due to the growth that we experience in that area.
Great. Well, important that we take care of the roads that we have as well as building ones for the future here. So real quickly, Jackson, so if you had a magic wand and you could have any one transportation project come to fruition here in Fairbanks, one that's in the back of your mind, like your dream project, what would that be?
Well, I know what it is, and it would be the rail extension from Fairbanks down to Delta Junction, because
nice.
There's so much benefit to various industries as well as the military, and getting that extension completed. You know, it's a dream because it's a project that probably has a price tag of $1 billion or more.
Absolutely,
it's something that's been talked about by the community for a long time, but I think it has a lot of support, and we all got to work together to figure out how we can accomplish that.
Absolutely. That's a good one to have as a dream. I think a lot of people here would agree with that. So, well, Jackson, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. If people want more information to find out Fast Planning, how do they find you?
Well, we're on the web, fastplanning.us.
Okay.
Just remember, there's two N's in planning. It's a mistake sometimes people make. But check us out on the web. Contact information for myself and my staff are on there. You can also peruse through the membership on our policy board and technical committee. And we've got pictures of their faces on there and as well as their contact information.
Easy to find you.
And all of our planning efforts, they get posted there when we have open public comment periods as well as our meeting calendar. And you can learn about ways to participate.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Jackson. Thank you for all the work that Fast Planning does to make our community better. So that, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another edition of the Explore Fairbanks
Radio
Show.
You've been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.